The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Last week, that first week of the Easter season, from Easter Sunday to Divine Mercy Sunday, is considered in the church as the day of Easter. Every day we celebrated it as if it is Easter Sunday. And the readings, especially the gospel readings, would focus on how the resurrection of Christ, the empty tomb, the experience of the early disciples, how they discovered the empty tomb, and then how Jesus appeared to them. Starting this week, we begin to understand, what does that mean to us? What does the death and resurrection of Jesus, what we call the Paschal mystery, is all about? How that impacts our own lives? And our reading will start taking us through what we call the sacraments of initiation, baptism, first communion, and then confirmation. Because that's how we live that Paschal mystery, the death and resurrection of Christ. Yesterday, we began this readings from John chapter 3 about Nicodemus and Jesus. Nicodemus is the one who later on takes the body of Christ and puts it in the tomb. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, a scholar of the law. And he comes to Jesus at night and asks him, you know, about what this he needs to do. And Jesus tells him, "You have to be born of water and the Spirit." That's what happens at our baptism. We are reborn again. We become reborn. We go into the waters, sharing in the death of Jesus, dying to ourselves, to the way of this world, and we rise up. We rise up as God's adopted children, filled with his Holy Spirit. But what does that really mean? Obviously, physically, nothing changes. Well, Jesus tells him, just like Moses was lifted up into the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. It's a way of life that we are adopting through our baptism, that we are willing to let go of our old ways, the ways of this world, and follow the way of Jesus. Now, the first reading, it tells us how the early Christian community lived in harmony, in peace, how they were sharing everything together, praying together. Now, remember, the Gospels were written, the Gospel of John was 90 AD. From the time of Jesus to 90 AD, the Christians were persecuted. Jewish Christians were thrown out of the synagogues. The Roman emperor and, you know, Roman government were persecuting Christians. And yet they were living in peace and harmony, united in prayer, filled with joy. How can that be? Because they kept their eyes focused on the cross. When there's storms in our lives, when our whole life is turned upside down, when we cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, Jesus tells us, look at the cross and you'll find everything you need. You will know what to do. The cross is no longer a sign of death, it's a sign of life. The cross is a sign of God's unconditional love for us. So don't be afraid. Trust, remain faithful. The cross is about forgiveness and mercy. The cross is about compassion. The cross is about not using the ways of the world to respond to people of the world. but to remain faithful to God's commandment of love. That's how we know what are we supposed to do as disciples of Jesus Christ. We may not know the scriptures, we may not know the teaching of the church. Look at the cross. Keep your eyes fixed on the cross, because now the cross is the sign of victory, the victory of love over evil. That's what we need to do. That's how we know to find our way when we're living in darkness in the midst of all the storms of our lives. Just look at the cross and you'll find your way out.